the band is leaving the field.
And one time, at band camp,
loved the drum.
Man, I do love my drum.
If you say that's what she said one more time, I'm gonna pop you.
You're welcome to join the doghouse.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I keep doing that.
Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867.
Be a dog.
The clock starts on My Whistle.
How you doing?
It's time for the second half of the Tom Abraham Show. Here he is, the head of the household. Here's drum major Big Dog. It's Tom Abraham.
We strong.
You all may be taking the week off, right, this week, but I'm not.
Welcome back, Tom Abraham Show. Second half. Already, today's flying by. I tell you what, now I know how Tom can do 4 hours when you get a bunch of guests. I guess it's easy to fly through, especially when you've had some of the ones we've had on today. Trust me, it was supposed to go by a lot faster. I was supposed to have a couple other guys on today that got moved either next week or tomorrow. Anthony Harum will be back on. The Pac-12 Network will join us tomorrow at 4:25 instead of today. Give us some good college football insight. And Kevin Rogers, we didn't get his Vegas Insider stuff today. We're going to get that next week, but tomorrow we'll have Steve Merrill from ProSportsInfo.com in, so we're still going to get your lines and everything set up. Tomorrow we got a full show, and I might still have to squeeze Tom in. I might have to do a segment with Tom tomorrow if Tennessee fills their head coaching job. So we got a lot to look forward to the rest of this week. Even though Tom's out of the box, you got me. Hopefully I'm doing a good enough job for you. So now we're going to get to what everybody really loves. We always get a lot of response when it comes to fantasy football, and we got a good guy to go to when it comes to all this stuff. And I just want to let him know before we get to him, I'm playing spoiler this week. I am. I already took down Charles, who needed to lock up a playoff spot in the DFL. He had it locked up. All he had to do was beat me. And I ended up beating him in a close game. Carson Wentz doesn't fumble. He beats me. And I ended up knocking him down. He has a chance to make the playoffs, but he could have locked it up last week. I don't think I can. Mathematically, I think I still have a chance, but I have to have some points for me. I have to win this week. It's a lot of crazy stuff. So I've accepted my role as the spoiler. There are a lot of guys in our league that are trying to avoid being spoiled by guys like me and Tom as well. Tom's got a good team. He just doesn't have the record right now. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to our expert, Joe Galina from Roto Experts, first and introduce him. Joe, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm good. I kind of like the role of playing spoiler. I kind of developed that in another one of my leagues. It's a PPR league. I started out horribly with injuries, and my team started to come around, and I've beaten, like, I think, three of the top four teams in that league, and one of them's my best friend, and it's fun to just talk junk to him. So I've kind of carried that over into the DFL, and I've got a couple questions league-wide for you. I've got a couple questions from specific guys in our league trying to make the playoffs, and I got some questions about my own team as well. So what do you say we jump into it?
Sure, why not? Let's go for it.
Well, let's start with the darling of fantasy football to start the season, and whether it's past time to drop him or not, tell me, what in the world do we do with Kareem Hunt?
That's the million-dollar question, right? I mean, like you said, he started off like a house of fire, and then just, eventually he kind of phased out. What was saving him in PPR leagues, he was still catching passes, but even that, you know, has kind of slowed down. And now he's not getting as many touches with the ball. So, in my opinion, he's one of the guys where if you have a better option in your lineup, I would use him. Because, I mean, he's just trending downward. And it's not like he has, you know, a couple of years of track record in the NFL to go by. You know, he's just, you know, continuously been trending downward. And, I wouldn't put my fantasy playoffs, I wouldn't hinge them on him right now.
In a non-PPR league, I know in a PPR league he's still pretty productive, and I'm talking about Tariq Hill. In a non-PPR league, is it safe to play anybody from Kansas City right now, including Tariq Hill?
You know, I actually kind of like Tariq Hill's matchup this week. You know, would still play him just because of his, you know, but he, to me, he's not much more than maybe a wide receiver three or a flex. But at this stage, you're right. I mean, you remember how hot Alex Smith was at the start of the season last week. He had a phenomenal week, obviously. I think it was four touchdowns. You know, Andy Reid stepped away from calling plays. You know, maybe that helps him a little bit. But, you know, this is, you know, the time that's usually week 14 is your first week of a fantasy playoff. So you just got to make sure you put your best lineup in and, you know, can't leave anything to chance.
All right, well, let's talk about some of these best and worst lineups. You've talked about some guys that trended really, really high at the beginning of the season and are down. Now, who are the lucky ones right now? If you have this player or if you have insert player here, consider them lucky. What are the hot guys to have right now?
It's amazing what the Jets really have done this year, right? I mean, Robbie Anderson has had a phenomenal year, wide receiver for the Jets. Even Josh McCown. You know, he started off as just basically someone that, you know, maybe you would stream when someone had a, you know, a bye. But now he's a legitimate starter, you know, where you could start him week to week. How about what Phillip Rivers has done the past couple of weeks? He really has come on. Keenan Allen, of course, his top wide receiver, finally has a complete season where he's been totally healthy. He's been going crazy as well. So, you know, on the other hand, you have guys, unfortunately, like a Mike Evans, who, you know, he cost me a playoff spot last week. You know, there's DeMarco Murray. You know, they're on the downtrend. Even guys like Derek Carr, unfortunately, they haven't had the seasons that we expected. What about Case Keenum for the Vikings? And this guy, every week they talk about, you know, is he going to start? And look what this guy has done all year long, not only fantasy, but in reality as well, bringing Vikings into that, you know, a winning record.
Well, Case Keenum is actually a part of a Twitter question we have, and it's Charles Kramer. Can I make it through the playoffs with Kirk Cousins, or do I need to look at Case Keenum or some other free agent flyer?
I think he can make it through the playoffs with Kirk Cousins, but if Case Keenum is on the bench, on the waiver wire, you know, you never know what could happen in the playoffs. You know, who knows? Kirk Cousins could go down with an unforeseen injury. So, you know, this is the time, you know, usually all season long, unless you're dealing with a bye week, you could sometimes get away with just one quarterback. But now, you know, if there's a legitimate quarterback on the waiver wire, I would pick him up. But, I would feel comfortable, you know, with Kirk Cousins for his playoff run. But, get Keenum on your bench if you can.
I'm with you there. If Kirk Cousins is your starter, then that means you don't have anybody. You might not have another quarterback on your team, but if you do, obviously you're going with Kirk Cousins. He's your better quarterback. So you could either drop that other guy or drop somebody to pick up Case Keenum. I think that would be a really good way to go as well. I mean, they're red hot, and a lot of what the Vikings are doing is because of Case Keenum, and nobody foresaw that, did they?
Absolutely not. I mean, excuse me, but, he was basically – it was kind of like a joke when he took over. You know, but I looked at his college stats. You know, he went to a small school in Houston, and this guy, season after season, he put up, 40-plus touchdowns in college. I know it was a small school, so, you know, he had the ability, but if anyone tells you that they saw this coming, they're lying.
Yeah, and I believe Case Keenum is still number one on the college list for most touchdowns responsible for at 178. And the only reason I know that is because I'm a diehard Oklahoma fan, and Baker Mayfield is now tied second with 150, and he has no chance to get to that 178 mark. So he was a freak in college, and he's adjusted really well, and he's starting to bloom in the NFL. So we'll see.
If you watch him play, I mean, you know, he's not – you wouldn't call him a mobile quarterback, but he's able to move enough within the pocket to avoid getting sacked. I mean, what a pleasant surprise, you know, and more power to him.
Absolutely. Another Twitter question coming in. Non-PPR league, do you go with Kenyon Drake or Christian McCaffrey?
Non-PPR, I would go with Kenyon Drake. I know that McCaffrey, over the past few weeks, has been running a bit more, and Jonathan Stewart is on the injury report, but I think I would go with Kenyon Drake because I think he's going to be getting a lot more touches on the ground. But McCaffrey in PPR is gold.
Yeah, absolutely. And now a PPR question. Pick two, Jordan Howard, Deion Lewis, or Marshawn Lynch?
Okay, my favorite one out of that bunch is Deion Lewis, because he's just been, you know, and I'm shocked that I'm even recommending the Patriots running back. But let's face it, for the past several weeks, he and Burkhead have both touched the ball a lot. And Deion Lewis this week plays Miami. I think he had 112 yards rushing against them the last time he played him a couple weeks ago. So Deion Lewis, I like him. Then it gets real tough because you have Jordan Howard, who is trending downward, but I think is the better running back. But Marshawn Lynch, the past couple of weeks, has really come on. So if it was my team, very, very tough decision, but I think I'd go Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I think even when you're not looking at a fantasy football perspective, a lot of people kind of expected Marshawn Lynch to – they didn't expect him to keep up what he did against the Titans to start the season. They kind of expected him to coast through a little bit of the season and turn it on close to playoff time when it mattered for him, because he's towards the end of his career. I mean, he just came out of retirement. So seeing him turn it on this late in the season, trying to make a playoff push and getting into the playoffs, fantasy football or not, he's a scary dude come late in the season.
Yes, he is, yes. Just give him some Skittles and he'll run for you.
Yeah, there you go. one more PPR pick, too. To go with Julio Jones. So pick two besides Julio Jones here. We got Marvin Jones, Sammy Watkins, Marquise Lee, and Sanu.
Okay, so he's the person starting Julio Jones, obviously. Marvin Jones, I like him, but what the problem is, I'm not sure how effective Matthew Stafford's going to be this week. I mean, under normal circumstances, he'd be the one, I'd include. How many does this person need?
He needs two to go along with Julio. So he needs Marvin Jones, Sammy Watkins, Marquise Lee, or Sanu.
Wow. Okay.
And it is PPR.
Yeah. Sanu has been sneaky good, so I think I would include him. I'd watch the report on Matthew Stafford. But I'm not loving the matchup because it's his throwing hand. That's an issue.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I believe it. He has a very good matchup this week. But it would either be Jones. And if you don't go Jones, then I'd go Marquise Lee.
There's the Twitter questions there for you. All right, now, they also wanted to know some top free agent flyers that you might take a chance on, so I'm going to go through some of the top players available in our league. And these are DFL guys, and the top guy out of all positions right now is Case Keenum, so obviously you said if you have a chance to get him, that would be a good idea there. Giovanni Bernard is a transaction trend right now. I'm about to check out more. Tyrod Taylor, Bortles, Cutler, Manny. It's a bunch of quarterbacks at the top of the list. So is there anybody you can think of that's not a quarterback that you might go and pick up if he's available?
Yeah, I'll give you some of my recommendations for this week. Some of the guys that you might not household names, but I'm sure that you're aware of. How about Peyton Barber after what he did last week? And Doug Martin, I believe he's practicing. I don't know if he's officially out of the concussion protocol, but after what Barber did last week, and the way Martin had been playing before he got hurt, he's someone to consider. Mike Davis, running back to the Seahawks. I love him. In my opinion, rest of the season, he's the number one running back for Seattle. In PPR formats, Andre Ellington, running back now with the Texans, played 38 of his 47 snaps out of the slot position. So he had five catches, 56 yards last week. So if you play PPR, he's someone sneaky that you could pick up. Steven Anderson, tight end for the Texans, with C.J. Fedorowicz put on the IR. You look at what happened with the tight end position this week. Gronk is going to be suspended. You have Zach Ertz, who's in concussion protocol. So Steve Anderson, I think he's going to, rest of the way, he's going to get a lot of targets in that offense. Maybe you might want to look at Trey Burton, tight end for the Eagles as well. Just keep an eye on what's going on with Zach Ertz, who's been in the concussion protocol. You saw what happened in that game on Sunday night. As soon as Zach Ertz went down, Trey Burton caught a bunch of, I think, three or four passes in a row. He had a good night.
Yeah, and back to the whole Gronk move you were talking about there. I believe he's on Tom's fantasy football team. Bonehead move, wasn't it? Not only to do what he did, but to appeal it after being gracious enough to only get a one game suspension.
Yeah, absolutely. A WWE type of move, and you wonder what goes through this guy's head. I mean, God forbid if he had a weapon in his hand and he was angry, would he have assaulted this player? I mean, it's a serious offense, especially. That there was concussion involved, and concussions are, very, very big hot topic in the NFL right now. So yeah, he's a great football player, but to me, took a peg down as a man.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, now I'm going to jump into my team. Now you got to help the listeners out. It's my turn to get a question in here about my team here, and so I'm gonna use my airtime to ask you a couple questions. I've been going with Derek Carr over Matt Ryan the last couple of weeks, and it's helped me out. I've won my games anyway, but should I stick with Derek Carr?
Last week I sat Carr and I started Case Keenum, and it was kind of like a wash. But you know what? This week you have Matt Ryan, you said?
Mm-hmm.
For his career, Matt Ryan, I think he has 30 touchdowns and 8 interceptions against the Saints. Now, obviously, the Saints' defense is a little better this year, obviously a lot better, but you have Marshawn Lattimore, probably will play this week, the rookie cornerback who's been incredible, but you don't know if he's going to be 100%, so I think I would start Matty Ryan this week.
Okay, that's really interesting. Now, we have one where Mike Evans, I mean, he hasn't been in great all season long, and you had that stint where Jameis Winston wasn't playing, and now do you go with Mike Evans, or would you go with Larry Fitzgerald, who I've been picking Mike Evans the last few weeks, and it's helped, and sometimes it hasn't. I've had special teams kind of win some of these games for me the last few weeks. So would you go with Fitz or Mike Evans?
Believe it or not, he's had several weeks, Mike Evans, where he's been bad. I mean, you have a legitimate backup with Larry Fitzgerald. Believe it or not, I might go Fitzgerald.
I don't blame you. I think I already put him in my lineup there, and I just wanted to reaffirm that. They're playing Tennessee, and I'm a Tennessee fan, but I know how bad that secondary can be. I know that,
yes. Yeah, that's what I was looking at, the schedule as well, yeah. I think that Fitzgerald is the way to go.
And finally, if you had to pick, I mean, I also have Devin Funchess on there as well. Would you go Funchess or Mike Evans?
I think I would probably go Funchess, believe it or not. Just keep an eye on the injury report. I know he had some kind of a toe issue, but he was able to play through it last week. Just make sure that he didn't aggravate it. But, Funchess, he's the top receiver there. You don't know how effective Greg Olsen's going to be. No Curtis Samuel. He's been placed on IR a few weeks ago. So he's the guy, other than Christian McCaffrey, that Newton looks to. So, it's amazing that we're saying this, that Mike Evans, I mean, you can't trust him.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, other than Gronk, I know you brought up the whole Gronk suspension. With Gronk being out, is there someone that you might have on your bench from the Patriots, or someone that might be on the waiver wire for the Patriots? Maybe nobody has Burkhead or something like that, but that you might go and pick up, or is it just an extra reason to start Brandon Cooks and get a lot more out of him in either PPR or just a regular league?
Yeah, I agree with the latter part of what you said. Because in the past, so far this season, thankfully for Gronk owners, for the most part, he's been healthy. But when he's been out, there really hasn't been a tight end that's really stepped up. And Martellus Bennett is on the IR. Dwayne Allen is on that team right now. I wouldn't trust him at all. I think it's more of an excuse. You're going to start Brandon Cooks anyway.
Yeah.
But, like I said, I mentioned Steven Anderson and Trey Burton. Those are a couple of guys that they'll be on the waiver wire. And, Anderson will definitely play, and I think he's going to be heavily targeted. When it comes to Burton, you just have to watch Zach Ertz's concussion protocol to see what you would do with him.
Yeah, and lastly, we were talking about Gronk, the tight end position there. What, other than Gronkowski, who are the winners for tight ends this season, now, all season long? Now, here lately, I have Jimmy Graham. I've had him all year long, and I've started him the last few weeks, and he's finally starting to catch touchdown passes and come on late in the season like he did a year ago. But who was the real winner for a position that's really hard to peg down in fantasy football, the tight end position? Who have been the real winners in that position all year long?
Well, it's you can't really say all year long because it's been terrible, that position.
True.
You know, but yeah, Zach Ertz, up until he got hurt, he's been the guy. Yeah, to me, I put him right now on the same. I rank him kind of like the same as Gronk. Obviously, Travis Kelce is fantastic. Now, Evan Ingram had a game or two where he had a big case of the drops, but overall, other than that, he's been very steady. And in PPR leagues, he's the fifth best tight end for the season. Delanie Walker, quietly the sixth best tight end of the season. I mean, the Titans have had some issues with that passing game, but Delanie Walker has kind of been a steadying influence for Marcus Mariota. And, Kyle Rudolph has been coming on in the past several weeks. Early on, him and Case Keenum didn't seem like they were on the same page. But lately, he's been coming on just like last year. He's having a big second half. Jack Doyle, another guy who's kind of quiet, a lot of receptions, maybe not so many touchdowns, but getting a lot of receptions. It's been a very, very tough season when it comes to tight end.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, you even notice, Cameron Brate, right? Like, he started off like a house of fire, then he faded, and O.J. Howard came on, and now with Winston back, it looks like Brate might be back in the... It's just very, very difficult to figure out what's going on with that tight end position.
Yeah, you're not kidding about that, and you took some of the names right out of my mouth. Delanie Walker's always a sneaky pick in that Titans offense,
yeah.
And Evan Ingram has been a pleasant surprise this year, and I had him in one of my leagues. I think I had him in my PPR league, so that was pretty cool to have some big games out of him when my other guys were down. But also, one more question for you, and it's something as a Titans fan and as a Derrick Henry owner. Are we ever going to figure out the age-old question? Are we ever going to decide correctly? Do you start Derrick Henry, or is it going to be DeMarco Murray?
I think for the rest of the season, DeMarco Murray's going to be the primary guy, even though I know, he hasn't performed well.
It's been a disaster.
I think that next year, Henry, in my opinion, Henry's going to open up as the number one guy, finally. It's just... when it comes to fantasy, it's too tough to decide at this stage, but it looks like it's still DeMarco Murray, even though he has been so disappointing.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Joe, Joe Galina, Roto Experts with us. I appreciate you so much for getting everybody ready for the playoffs. Now that we've had you on the show today, we can gear all the Twitter questions towards you. It's at Joe Galina, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. And I saw that there were a few, but I think we answered them. I'll take a look. I'll see if there's any new ones, and... Yeah, please, at Joe Galina on Twitter. I'd be happy to help anybody.
Thank you so much, Joe. We appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next week.
Very good. Take care, buddy.
Thank you. Jumping Joe Galina. A good guy there. I hope that satisfies you guys. I hope you got your lineups ready to go. We probably could have talked about Grumpy's rise and fall as well, since he mentioned he might be calling back here in just a little bit. Man, Grumpy, if you guys don't know, in the DFL, started out man on fire. My goodness. And now he's come back to reality. He never played fantasy before. He still might make the playoffs. I'm not sure. He's right there in a group of 8-4 guys, I think. But, he lost Ezekiel Elliott, and that hurt him. But Zeke's coming back soon, so I don't know. He might be able to make a big push. We'll see about that. But we'll be back. I got to take a break. I'm getting ready to run out of time. But we'll be back. Open lines the rest of the way. We got one big open segment coming up now. I'll reset at the top of the five, but we'll be open there as well. Then we'll get you a rapid rewind of the three guests that we had on here today and try to cover the rewind. We'll try to cover the bulks of the conversation. Normally, Tom has four or five guests on, and we get a little snippet out of the rewind for each guest. But I'm going to try to cover some of the important big bulk conversations we had with some of these guests and fill in some of the guys on the drive home that maybe didn't get a chance to listen. And then tomorrow, it's going to be a full show from top to bottom. The 5 o'clock hour is pretty much the only open segment we'll have, and then it'll give me a chance to breathe for a moment and get you guys in there and play the rewind as well. But we'll talk about all that and what we got coming up Friday and Monday as well for you. But we'll be right back on the Tom Abraham Show. Open lines next, 866-485-9867 is how you do that. And if you just want me to read and respond to something you put on Twitter, at TonyMacUMP is how you get at me on there. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
730 and 103.9 The Ump. More sports.
Time is a precious resource. Each day, we look for ways to get things done in a more efficient manner. When it comes to your business, you not only need things done fast, but you need them done right. At Minuteman Press, Jonathan Dunwoody and his team pride themselves on making sure they deliver the best products and services for your company as quickly as possible. Whether you have printing or signage needs, solo direct mail pieces, banners, yard signs, even vehicle lettering and graphics, Minuteman Press handles all types of signage and printing, and since 2008 has helped thousands of businesses in North Alabama grow with their printing needs. Stop in and see Jonathan and his team at Minuteman Press. Minuteman Press, 2250 Sparkman Drive, right off North Parkway next to the Super Walmart. At Minuteman Press, we're not just putting ink on paper, we're building relationships.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 57cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 57cash.com and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Thanks for tuning in Wednesday morning. We spoke with Laura Rutledge, Lance Taylor, Bud Elliott of TomahawkNation.com, and Vegas Runner to get you set on bowl games and this weekend's football action. If you missed any of it, head over to umpsports.com, grab the podcast there, and check us out the rest of the week on the podcast, because we're going to be out, but we're back in Monday for you, 6 to 10 a.m. right here on the Ump. Have a great weekend. Have a great week. Go get the podcast at umpsports.com.
Progress Bank wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Expect uncomplicated banking and local expertise from smart bankers and good listeners. Visit us at myprogressbank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be, and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me.
Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Weather is sponsored by your locally owned Domino's. Domino's loves you so much they're giving you 50% off the menu price on all pizzas when you order on Domino's.com. Online only and valid November 27th through December 7th. Availability and charges may apply.
Cold air stays in place tonight and tomorrow. The sky cloudy at times. The low tonight, 34. The high tomorrow, 48. Colder on Friday. A mix of sun and clouds. The chance of a few flurries Friday night. The high, 42. And for Saturday, partly to mostly sunny with a high at 48. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
Now back to the big dog. Bark, bark.
Welcome back. Tom Abraham Show here. 4:30. My goodness, it's already 4:30 here. And that's not just saying, oh, my goodness, it's 4:30. We started at 2 o'clock. Let me tell you something. I haven't been able to talk about this for a while now, but I was promoted to full-time back in September here, and the deal was I produce a morning show for Dale Jackson on WVNN. And my goodness, I can't tell you how much I enjoy doing both of the jobs I do here at Cumulus. Well, holding both titles I do. I hold the title for producer of Dale Jackson Show and a title here, Tom Abraham Show. I don't just do two jobs. There's a lot of other stuff that comes with just being a producer of a show, and I'm a producer of two. So I've been here since about 6 o'clock this morning. It's an hour drive for me to get here, so I took off this morning. I get up at 5 o'clock. I took off about 5:20 every morning, and the part that makes this different, I've been doing that for about 3 months, but the part that makes it a little different is the break in between Dale's show and Tom's show. Normally, I go grab something to eat. I'll come over here. I'll get stuff ready for Tom's show, and it gives me extra time to get ready. I don't have to cram it in from 1 to 2. But normally, I get a little time to myself. I can go take a nap if I wanted to. I can go get some food and relax. But now, this week, I'm coming straight over here right after Dale's show, and I'm getting to work prepping for a show. I've got to prep for guests, and that's why I did 2 hours yesterday. And I didn't think I was going to be able to prep as much as I was able to, and I'm glad I only did 2 hours yesterday, because let me tell you something. It was getting things ready for the next pay period. We had to have all of our stuff in, and there's a lot of stuff I have to do with that. I have to cover my stuff. There's some things I have to do for Dale. I had a lot to do yesterday, and I didn't get out at my normal time. I stayed over there a little later, so my goodness, I'm doing a lot of work for you guys. And let me tell you something. I'm so happy to be doing it. I absolutely love covering Tom's show. And it just makes me feel like I'm valued a little more here. And I greatly appreciate the opportunity. So Tom and Arky, both, you know, it's both of their decisions. Arky's the boss of the station. Ultimately, it's Tom's show. So I greatly, greatly appreciate the chance to come on here and cover. And if you're wondering, whenever Dale's out of town, no, I do not cover a show. I don't do news talk. I sit in there and listen to it. I do good to listen to it, but sports is my passion, and I appreciate the opportunities I get here, and we're going to continue on, and I appreciate you guys staying tuned and listening. I know that I don't get a lot of reaction and a lot of calls in here, and I don't necessarily have steaming hot takes all the time, but I do appreciate every now and then when Grumpy called in, letting me know that there are guys out there listening, so I appreciate it. If you guys want to tell me I'm doing a bad job or a good job, let me know on Twitter, at TonyMacUMP. Let the boss know. Let Tom know. You can let him know as well, at Tom Abraham Show. But you feel free to call in, and let's talk some sports, because we're about to get into more of it. 866-485-9867, 866-485-WUMP. That's how you get in and reach me. And trust me, we got wide open lines right now. So jump in. I'm free to talk. We can talk the playoffs. We can talk bowl games. We can talk whatever you want to. And then we can even talk about this right here that we're about to bring up, and it's the coaching searches going on right now. And I know Tennessee's got a lot of news attention going around there. They finally seemingly have narrowed down their three candidates, all three defensive coordinators in the SEC. But to be honest with you, the most intriguing head coaching search to me right now resides in the Pac-12. Willie Taggart just left for Florida State. That means this is the third head coach Oregon will have in like 13 months. And I think Mark Helfrich, if I read this correctly earlier on Football Scoop, that's a great source for head coaching news. It's just all over the place. Just news coming at you all the time. I read this earlier, I think. I think it's their first fire. Mark Helfrich was their first firing of a head coach in like 40 years or like four decades or something like that. It's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy stuff. But I never knew too much history about Oregon up until, probably 2006 when I started paying attention, when Oklahoma got hosed in a game in Outset Stadium. But that's the most intriguing head coaching vacancy, in my opinion, mainly because we know who your candidates are over there at Tennessee, and they don't include Lane Kiffin or Kevin Sumlin. Lane Kiffin, obviously a stud of an offensive coordinator. And Kevin Sumlin, players love that guy. His A&M guys loved him. And I scrolled through, and I've been reading and trying to see if any of these guys were up for the job. And I finally saw where a big name that people are starting to gain interest in is Sumlin for the head coaching vacancy over there in Oregon. But I'd be really curious to see if Lane Kiffin's name doesn't come up, because honestly, wouldn't you love to see? Well, look what his offense did at FAU. They ran the table in their conference after going 3-9, what, 2 or 3 years in a row. So it would be really cool to see Lane Kiffin go back into the Power 5 realm, if you will, and go to the Pac-12, who's in desperate need of a lot of excitement. You just got Herm Edwards, but you don't know necessarily where that's going to go. He hasn't coached college football in nearly 30 years. He hasn't been a head coach in college football ever, and he's been out of the NFL a while. And while that's important, I don't like to consider NFL records and what you did in the NFL necessarily that important when it relates to college football. But why it's important, it's been so long since he's coached, is things are different now. The way you're allowed to practice is way different. Just relating to younger kids, period, these days is just way different. So it's going to be a big culture shock, maybe, for him. But you get Chip Kelly back into the Pac-12. David Shaw, some people, a friend of mine included, thought that he was nothing but a fireable coach after Harbaugh left, that he was going to be a fireable coach. And he was going to live off of his talent, which he hasn't. He just won a Pac-12 Coach of the Year again. And my goodness, he did something Harbaugh never did. He won his conference. So there's a lot of really exciting coaches coming to the Pac-12, and Chris Peterson's one of them who came there a couple years ago. So another great addition, another knockout addition in Oregon to keep up what Willie Taggart was starting to do at Oregon would be great. And they haven't brought up Lane Kiffin yet, which I think he needs to come into the conversation. I think Kevin Sumlin absolutely needs to be at the top of their big names. But they're also trying to hire from within. I think that's where they're going to start first. Jim Leavitt, their defensive coordinator, he hasn't hid the fact that he wants to be a head coach again. He wants to get back into it. Is he going to get a shot, or will he follow Willie Taggart to Florida State? I mean, you have to weigh your options here. If you get the Oregon job as a head coach, that's great. It's a great program to be the head coach of. But if it doesn't work out, you absolutely need to follow Taggart over to Florida State. You're the defensive coordinator at Florida State. That is if they keep Charles Kelly. I'm just assuming Charles Kelly's out the door. I assumed he'd follow Jimbo Fisher to A&M. But then they're also saying Mario Cristobal, the offensive coordinator, is a potential candidate. So there's a lot of candidates at Oregon, too. So I'm really interested. A lot of news is going to come out of that position, just like Tennessee. Tennessee, it kind of feels like we're on the back end of this thing. But the interesting thing about that job is it can change at any minute. We were at the back end of figuring out who was going to be the head coach a couple times. It was Greg Schiano, and then that blew up, and then it was a just dumpster grease fire of epic proportions over there at Tennessee. And then we finally thought, okay, they're going to come out of this out of the clear with Mike Leach. Sure, it on the field, that might not be a great hire, but some people will like it because of the spectacle he is with his interviews and stuff. So they did the best they could. And then, nope, while you're trying to sign that deal, we're going to fire you, or kind of fire their athletic director in Curry. They kind of fired him, but now apparently he's on like paid suspension or something like that, and Philip Fulmer stepping in. So you never know what turn that's going to take, and it's kind of getting overplayed a little bit now that Fulmer stepped in. So, honestly, I think the most interesting vacancy right now to me that I want to hear about more is the Oregon job. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines real quick. 866-485-9867 is how you jump in. You're on the Tony Mack edition of the Tom Abraham Show. What's going on?
What's going on, Tony Mack?
Kenny freaking Trill. You know, whenever I think of people calling in the show, you're number one because you're never afraid to interact. What's going on, brother?
Not much, buddy. You're doing a good job. We're out here listening. We're listening.
I appreciate that. So tell me, I know you got to call in and react a little on Monday to Tom and how Auburn did, and the trifecta deal too as well, but you got to call in and react about the SEC championship game that you got to go down there and experience. But now that that's over with and then the reaction's done, tell me, man, how are you feeling about the Peach Bowl and playing UCF?
Man, it sucks.
I get it. I get why it sucks.
It still sucks. Everything from the last week and a half just sucks, Tony Mack.
Man, I couldn't imagine it being any different. I mean, I totally understand. You get to go out there. And people want to point to Alabama at playing Utah a few years ago on Saban's, second year, and how it was a lose-lose situation. Well, kind of. Utah was like top five in the country then, and they finished, I think, ranked second or third in the country after they beat Alabama. Now, and that was considered, well, Alabama's supposed to win, but if they don't, whatever. Or if they don't, it's embarrassing. Kind of, because it was still Saban's second year, and he did something unprecedented by going undefeated. But I didn't really have that feel the way you do now. You know what this game kind of reminds me of? This UCF-Auburn game. kind of reminds me of the Oklahoma-Boise State game in 2006-2007. It's a game that Oklahoma's supposed to go out there and dominate that game, and if they do, okay, you won. You get nothing out of winning that game, but you lose everything if you lose it. So I totally feel your pain.
Yeah, it just kind of stinks. I mean, they played real well, and then, you know, I think injuries caught up to them. I think just the season caught up to them out there at the end, you know.
The weird ability to not adjust again kind of caught up to them again.
It did, and it was. And I don't know if it was – yeah, I think he was just scared that he couldn't adjust without carry on, and I don't know why. That's the one thing that makes me a little upset about the extension. You know, you're getting paid that kind of money. You don't make mistakes in that. You come out at halftime, you make the adjustment. You make the adjustments in game.
Sure. At the same time, though, I feel that way because I think back at the score, it was 28-7. But if you really think about it, for me, I still think the turnovers is what cost you the game. Sure, there were times where you should have adjusted, but what you guys wanted to run was still working. I mean, a banged-up carry-on was doing what he could, but there were things still going Auburn's way. They shot themselves in the foot. Y'all were in 13-7, excuse me, late in this ball game, and the only reason you guys weren't winning, half of the reason was because Auburn couldn't hold on to the football. And most of those turnovers, like the sack, the strip sack, and the carry-on fumble, we're all on positive, either a positive drive or a positive play.
Right. You could tell all the Auburn fans, start of that fourth quarter, we had the ball, had a chance to go up. And, you know, I was thinking, okay, it's going to change right here. But then we got the – what we did, another turnover killed us. It was just aggravating. Just come so far and they played so good. I'm not upset with them at all, man. They played – way better than I thought they was going to with the injuries and everything else. And people just kept coming out. Don't know what happened to Carlson Davis. And as soon as he went out, they picked on that side of the field the rest of the game.
Yeah, that hurt. Yeah, so, don't forget. Yeah, exactly. It wasn't just carry-on that was injured. The secondary issues back there for Auburn was a big deal as well. I was the only one in the house at this point. I was in a house full of Auburn fans, my wife included, watching this game, and I had the last bit of hope for Auburn. I had the hope for them. They thought when it was 13-7 and Auburn was stalling here and there that they didn't have a chance. I'm thinking, man, they're just one play away because they had shades of control in this game. And then it was the Kerryon Johnson fumble and then what Georgia did after that with scoring and going for two that told me this one is over.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. I thought they had a good season. I wish you got that win against Georgia. That would have really been nice, but hey, maybe we can squeak out a win against Central Florida and go from there.
Go ahead.
Did you see Arkansas' schedule at the beginning of the next year, their SEC schedule?
Arkansas' schedule. I know, I missed that. I can look it up real quick, or you can tell me if you'd like.
They got Texas A&M, Auburn, and Alabama to start it.
Oh, my gosh. It is.
So it's welcome to the SEC for that guy.
Yeah, welcome. Come on in, Chad. Come on in, Chad Morris.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had a question for you. Now, say Kevin Steele's one of the three guys up for this Tennessee job. Say he goes – I'm not going to ask you if you want him to go, but say he goes to Tennessee. Who, as an Auburn fan, and speak on the behalf of Auburn fans, so you have to channel all your other Auburn fans here. As an Auburn fan, who would you want as your defensive coordinator? Now, there's a couple guys in mind. I spoke to Cole about this earlier today, and a lot of things would have to happen. But potentially, you got T-Rob that a lot of people are starting to say deserves to be a coordinator. Or do you go after Auburn alumni, old Auburn player who kind of took a slide at Florida State, but there's no news about what he's doing right now in Charles Kelly.
Charles Kelly, yeah. T-Rob would be my number one pick because, man, to hear Cole talk about him, too. I've heard him talk about him a lot. He loves it.
Yeah.
Of course, they've got a good scheme over there. They're doing well with not as much talent as what they've had, what they're used to when Spurrier and stuff was there. But I don't know. I'd start with T-Rob, and then I'd start looking. You know, I'm kind of weird because I'm like, I like guys that play the game.
Yeah.
You know, I think out of the box and go start, you know, looking at people like Zaccheaus Spikes, do you want to get into coaching? Man, you get a guy like that as your defensive coordinator. Ooh.
Or just a defensive presence, you know what I mean? He can just come on there and teach a position. He doesn't have to be a defensive coordinator. Exactly.
Right.
He can go on there and, you know, and run with the D-backs or linebackers or whatever and just instill some ferocity somewhere.
And you got to think about it, though, the recruiting side of it. You know, Tekeo Spikes is one of your coaches, and he comes into your living room. I ain't telling that dude no.
Yeah,
I'd be scared he'd eat me or something.
I just hope he asked the right question, because I probably wouldn't tell him no to anything. You know what I mean? That's a scary dude walking into your living room. But, Kenny, I appreciate you calling in, brother. I got to let you go because I've got to get to a break. So thanks for calling in, man.
All right, Tony, Matt, y'all have a good.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you. Another great caller. I love hearing from Kenny. Cracks me up on Twitter, too, man. I'm not going to lie, Kenny. I didn't know how to respond to it, but I laughed really hard. The big dog tweeted a picture of him and the Junkyard Babe out there on the beach, and he's got his toes in the sand and everything, and he said, you know, I got the show. He was like, I hope T-Mac got the show doing well because I'm out here in the sand and everything. And I responded. I said, don't worry about the show. You just worry about that pair of legs you got over there to your right side. His wife's sitting over there. And Kenny's response. I have to pull it up. I can't just not, you know, read it word for word, because it was a good job. It made me laugh. He said, some toes are better than others. That's funny. But I appreciate the interaction from you guys. And Grumpy, if you want to call back, man, feel free. We got open lines the rest of the way. The Rapid Rewind's not for about another hour or so, or about another 30 minutes or so. So feel free to call in, and I'll get you guys, and I'd love to hear from you. If not, I'm going to take a break real quick, and then I'm going to set you up for the fabulous final hour. Well, where? Golly, I'm jumbling my words. Well, my mouth gets really dry, guys. Try talking for 4 hours. It's tough. Your mouth gets really dry. I'm going through my third bottle of water here. I'm very animated, so I'm jumbling up my words. But I will reset the show at the top of the 5 o'clock hour here in the fabulous final, and we will get things rolling again for you here. None of that happens without a break, so stay tuned. More Tom Abraham Show, the Tony Mack edition, right here on Sports Radio 730, 103.9 The Ump.
Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump. WUMP.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by Urology Centers of Alabama, a proud sponsor of Alabama Athletics, providing state-of-the-art urological care at 13 locations across Alabama. To find a specialist, visit urologycentersalabama.com. Hello, everybody. I'm Chris Stewart. The Alabama Crimson Tide football team placed 10 players on the 2017 Coaches All-SEC team yesterday. The Tide led the way with 10 all-conference picks, including 5 first-team honorees. This marks the 10th consecutive season that Alabama has led the conference in all SEC picks. Junior defensive back Minkah Fitzpatrick and sophomore defensive lineman Raekwon Davis were first-team selections on defense. Sophomore offensive lineman Jonah Williams and junior receiver Calvin Ridley received first-team honors on offense, while senior punter J.K. Scott was tabbed as the conference first-team punter. I'll have more in a moment.
No one likes to hear the diagnosis of cancer, but 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer this year. With 13 locations, Urology Centers of Alabama is your home team for urologic health care expertise. Our urologists, medical and radiation oncologists, and pathologists work together so you can rest assured our team is your team. To learn how we're leading the fight against prostate cancer, visit ucacares.com. That's ucacares.com.
Two teams that are just outside the top 25 of the national rankings but are inside the top 20 of the RPI numbers will square off at Coleman Coliseum tonight. The Alabama Crimson Tide plays host to the Rams at the University of Rhode Island. Tip-off time at Coleman Coliseum set for 7 o'clock. We'll have radio coverage on the network beginning at 6. That's your Bama Update, Crimson Tide Today. Brought to you by Urology Centers of Alabama, is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
The holiday challenge is on at JCPenney. Now through Saturday, save up to 50% off throughout the store. Plus, save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Pick up select Star Wars tees for boys, juniors, and guys from $7.99 to $12.99. 50% off the Falcon 2 Pro Quadcopter drone with camera at just $39.99. Or Lego City and Lego Friends, $34.99. Hurry 30 in, ends Saturday. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 12/6 to 12/9. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Lego Electronics and some other exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
Here's what you'll hear tonight on The Ump.
It's Alabama basketball. The 6-2 Tide will take on Rhode Island in Coleman Coliseum, where they boast a 4-1 home record. Coverage starts at 6 p.m. all right here on The Ump.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, the best brands make the best gifts. So take everything you love about Christmas and wrap it in red. Right now, you can save $50 with new lower prices on all Weber Spirit grills. Plus, enjoy free assembly and delivery on any grill $3.99 and up. Just like Santa, our elves build it and a guy in red delivers it. Get the perfect gifts at the perfect price. Now at your neighborhood Ace. Free local assembly and delivery must be scheduled with participating Ace store for Ace Rewards members only through 12/24. Store stock only. See store for details.
When you book your holiday travel with Priceline, you can save up to $300 on your flight. With savings like that, you'll have extra money to spend on better gifts for your nieces and nephews.
Look, Mom! Uncle Phil got us a drum set!
That's the sound of being a caring and generous gift giver. And when you've had enough of that gift, you can also save up to 60% on hotels. For the deals you won't find anywhere else, go to Priceline.
Express deals are different. Exact airline or hotel shown only if...
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right. We love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry. It's only valid through December 7th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Kaya weighed just 1 pound, 1 ounce at birth. She was one of about 380,000 babies born prematurely in the U.S. Help the March of Dimes protect babies like Kaya who are born too soon or very sick. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org.
Welcome back to the Tom Abraham Show here, almost to the Fabulous Five. Now, something I'm quickly learning is that the big dog may not always be listening, but he is always watching. That's right. Some love on Twitter here. Errant Philosophy at HR Howard says, Tony Mack, you're doing a fine job covering the big dog. And at Tom Abraham. And Tom quickly already on Twitter liking the tweet. So if he's watching over, at least he's out there responding to the good stuff. So I do appreciate all of that. So, all right, guys, we've had a great, great first 3 hours now of the show. And we've covered just about everything we can think of. Now, something I don't want to recycle, so it's new news. It's fresher news about the same thing we talked about yesterday, and that's Ryan Shazier. Just a little update. He was the guy that started all of the injuries in Monday night's Pittsburgh Cincinnati game. He laid down a hit on a Cincinnati wide receiver, and all of a sudden starts grasping at his back and had to be rushed to a hospital, carted off the field, being slow in movements on his lower extremities below the waist. And he's been transferred from Cincinnati, the University of Cincinnati Medical Center, to a Pittsburgh hospital for treatment and further testing, which it's a spinal injury, but it's great. It's great that he's been moved. He's actually at least well enough to be moved. It's not necessarily a sign that he's 100% or on his way to 100% yet. There's a lot of stuff that has to happen. A lot of recovery questions in the next 24 hours that need to be asked, because this thing is very, very serious. So far, he hasn't had to require surgery, but the fact that he has been moved is tremendous. So that's at least a step in the right direction. That's fantastic for Shazier. They're able to take him off of whatever he needs to be on and take an eye off of him long enough to move him closer to home. and or where the Steelers are. So that's fantastic. All right, guys, that is going to do it for the first 3 hours. I'll be back at the top of the five with open segments. We'll reset the show. You guys jump in here, 866-485-9867. Don't be shy. I'd love to hear from you. According to David Moulton, it's nice not to be yelled at, and you get that with me. So we'll have a lot of good discussions. If you missed the top of the show, again, I'll reset some of the stuff we talked about, get into a rapid rewind with you, and talk about all the great big show I got lined up for tomorrow. That starts at the top of the hour with the Dog After Dark intro right here on Tom Abraham Show, Sports Radio 730, 1039, The Ump.
Sports Radio 730 and 1039, The Ump, WUMP. It's now time for Time to Kill with Archie Shea.
You know what's becoming even more and more clear to me now is that why do we even have the college football playoff? I mean, let's be fair. Who didn't know who the top five teams going into that weekend were and who should be considered for that final spot? Did we need 13 people on a committee to say, yes to Bama, no to Ohio State? I think we could have had a reasonable guess, and I don't even want to go back to the computers, but with a one-person committee, let's just go ahead and give it over to Azar. Let's just give it to a one-person committee right now. Let's have someone who owns college football, for all intents and purposes, and says everything goes under his watch. I'm tired of committees. I'm tired of computers. It's clear nothing really matters year to year. We all just make it up as we go, and it's not like we don't know who the best teams are anyway. To hell with it.
Don't miss the Cube Show with Cole Kubelik and Arky Shea. Weekday morning, 6 to 10 a.m., only on The Ump.
The 8-4 Tennessee Titans head out west to the Valley of the Sun, University of Phoenix Stadium, to play the Arizona Cardinals. The award-winning Titans countdown is on the air at 2 Central. Then the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, and Coach Dave McGinnis call the action of Titans and Cardinals with a 3:05 Central kickoff. It's the Titans and the Cardinals this Sunday on this Titans radio station.
On your new home for the Titans, Sports Radio 730 and 1039 The Ump.
Tom Luganbill here for Woody Anderson Ford. When I was in the Tennessee Valley, one of the things that impressed me the most was the quality of the people. People like Bobby White and his team at Woody Anderson Ford. And now you can experience the tremendous new service lanes and showroom at Woody Anderson Ford, at Jordan and Sparkman, or just stop by for breakfast or lunch at Henry's Mustang Cafe. And in Madison, visit Woody Anderson of Madison on Hughes Road, just south of 72. Like a great college football tradition, always there, Woody Anderson Ford.
Bankruptcy, divorce, medical bills.
You need a vehicle.
You need McCurrySaysYes.com.
We do our own financing, which allows us to get you financed with payments to fit your budget.
You pick the car.
You pick the payment.
Warranty offered on all vehicles.
Low down payments.
Credit reporting to help rebuild your credit.
At McCurry Motors, we are committed to taking care of you and your vehicle.
You need McCurrySaysYes.com.
McCurrySaysYes.com.
Progress Bank wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Expect uncomplicated banking and local expertise from smart bankers and good listeners. Visit us at myprogressbank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 57cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 57cash.com and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
I've had this law practice well over 30 years now.
Lackey Law Firm founder and my dad, Gary Lackey.
From the beginning, it's always been about helping people in need and giving solid advice to every client. Our first job is to make sure you know your rights.
I'm Justin Lackey. One of those principles Dad always taught us was that every client is as important as another. The initial consultation is free, and if we take on your injury case, you won't pay us anything unless we recover money for you.
Like father, like son, like daughter. I'm Jennifer Lackey. Hurt in a car wreck? You owe it to yourself to visit our website. You'll see an impressive list of success stories. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be provided is greater than the quality of legal services to be performed by other attorneys.
No matter where your case is in North Alabama, we may be able to help. Visit us at thelackeylawfirm.com, L-A-C-K-E-Y.
Or reach us at 1-800-4-RIGHTS, 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
The joy of living.
WUMP Madison, W28OBA Madison, Huntsville, a Cumulus station. Sports Radio 730 and 1039. The Ump. Get ready, Tennessee Valley. It's dark outside, and the big dog is on the air.